the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is Theranos? Who is Elizabeth Holmes? It's not like this is a new story. It's just new to a lot of people, including a lot of us.
Yeah.
I think the trial has started, right?
That's what's going on. Why it was... Yeah.
It was supposed to happen last August, but got postponed because of the pandemic and because she was pregnant, heavily pregnant.
Yes.
And so that's set to begin. Now the big debate is, will they wear masks or not in the courtroom?
Yeah.
That's very important.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty seriously. Important. Yeah, I remember like just seeing headlines. I didn't look into it, and I did not know that there was a documentary on HBO. If I had, and I had seen this trailer, I for sure would have watched it because it looks amazing. But what I did do was yesterday I sat down and watched like a half hour piece on 60 Minutes Australia.
Mm-hmm. So did you find that while looking, just out of curiosity, do you have like an Australian network on your local cable?
No,
you just found it while looking
it was
for
online.
Stuff on
yeah, exactly. I was just, I saw that and I'm like, ooh, what is this? And I didn't think I was going to get wrapped up into it.
Right.
I mean, for me to watch a 30-minute video on my computer.
Pretty rare.
It's unheard of. But it was so damn interesting. And I didn't know any of the details, like I said. But yeah, we've got the trailer right here. So you can kind of get caught up. And it looks like there was a lot of footage taken from this documentary and information and used in the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of updated interviews. But here is...
What do you dream for?
That less people have to say goodbye too soon to people they love.
So that's Elizabeth Holmes.
That's her from earlier. Elizabeth Holmes. But you know, her story is so compelling. She was going to herald a revolution in medical treatment in this country.
It was obviously such an incredible story. A woman creating this $9 billion company.
Everyone worshipped the ground she walked on. She could do no wrong. She was the next Steve Jobs.
The idea with the Edison was to stick the lab inside the box.
She wanted Edison devices in every home in America.
This could be the apple of healthcare.
You all are part of something that is going to change our world.
Talk about what? If you're going to scam people.
Mm-hmm.
That is the perfect image to portray.
Mm-hmm.
The apple of healthcare that everyone will adapt and it will become part of, not that everyone has Apple, but for the people that have adapted it, you've sold a device to all of the kids, the cloud, everything that goes along with it.
Very loyal fan base.
Yes.
Who buys into the whole ecosystem.
Without question. Like her big invention was supposedly that she could do any type of blood test with one drop of blood.
In your home, right?
So you would never have to give a vial or three vials or whatever. It would be pinprick one drop and they'd, super easy.
That would be amazing.
For literally everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Game changer.
And a lot of people, they mentioned in the story, it was around the time where people were reeling if they missed out on Facebook or, no one wanted to miss out on the next Facebook or Uber. Or this or that. And so it was pretty easy to sell this.
Mm-hmm. What higher purpose is there?
Elizabeth came to me and she described her idea. It's impossible physically.
She even, by the way, dresses Elizabeth. In a lot of this like Steve Jobs.
They do mention that.
They do?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth was lying about the accuracy of the blood tests.
It's all a show.
She didn't want anybody to see what was going on in there.
We don't need to explain ourselves to competitive companies.
She aligned herself with very powerful men who succumbed to a certain charm.
She was deceiving investors to the tune of $400 million.
Jeez. It comes back to fake it until you make
doing big events with Walgreens and Walmart and other major retailers that were getting behind that product. And I can see why they would.
Well, yeah, you want to be in on the ground floor.
Like Joe said, you don't want to miss out on the next Uber.
It's a game changer.
Back to fake it until you make it.
There was definitely something going on behind the scenes. She had bulletproof glass on their windows.
Anything I typed was watched. It was very scary.
Like, what are they trying to hide?
The mantra in Silicon Valley is move fast, break things.
That's not the way you approach science that's going to be impacting people's lives.
Quite frankly, people can die.
it snowballed into this crazy situation.
In a panic, I went and bought a burner phone. I called the Wall Street Journal.
What is coming out of her mouth is not reality.
She never thought she had any limits. She was going to conquer the world.
This was real lunacy.
I got to watch this documentary now.
Can you tell us a secret?
I don't have many secrets.
What a great end of that
it is.
Her voice saying, I don't have many secrets.
Yeah, I think I'll probably still watch this documentary.
Hell yeah. I've seen the other one, too, a few years back, like 2019. I'm definitely watching this one.
Yeah.
I probably watched both Fire Festivals.
That was from 2019.
Oh, that's the same exact one.
So you've probably seen it. Yeah,
there's a different one.
I just had no idea until yesterday that was out.
Someone says that in the doc, it almost comes across like she didn't start out trying to scam people. She thought she could really do it.
She was faking it till she made it.
There's a real fine line between genius and crazy.
I think how a lot of Ponzi schemes start.
Mm-hmm. I think,
you know,
some people might have good intentions. Like, I can do this if I just get the right amount of capital.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how often you hear about something it's like, I don't know about that. It looks like vaporware, you know. You see that with all these startup car companies right now. Everybody wants to be the next Tesla. Mm-hmm. And you've already seen, like, dominoes start to fall on, you know, Lordstown Motors and all these different ones that were supposed to be, like, the next big thing. And you go, you don't really have a product.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There was just a court case going on, wasn't there? It was exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. The electric car company.
I think it was them.
Where they
I
were just think, like, but... eh, they didn't have anything except mm-hmm. a lot of people's money.
Mm-hmm. Nikola was another one.
So, yeah, these two clips are from the Australian 60 Minutes story. And it's, you saw this woman in the trailer for a second, but she goes on 60 Minutes Australia. And you could tell that maybe she thought, oh, I held back a little too much in the doc. Maybe she didn't. But her joy at Elizabeth Holmes going down, she was just waiting for it.
Apparent.
She was waiting for it and loves it.
Hmm.
One of the first to hear her future business plans was Stanford University Professor of Medicine, Dr. Phyllis Gardner. Unlike most who encountered Holmes, Dr. Gardner was not impressed. Did Elizabeth Holmes always have big dreams, in your opinion?
Absolutely. Her ambition was...
Crazy eye roll. Like,
I know.
Like sigh and eye roll. Wow.
She's like, oh, yeah.
Her ambition was over the top. And unfortunately, the person who twice introduced her to me said, she's just brilliant. She's brilliant. And when you're surrounded by Nobel laureates, you take that with a grain of salt, a boulder of salt. She had no knowledge of medicine and a rudimentary knowledge of engineering. And she was 19. And she really didn't want any expertise. She thought she knew it all.
That's amazing. Well, she was 19.
Yeah, when she started
19,
the company,
I'm sorry.
She was 19.
I feel
by the way, I saw this text off the Straight Talk hotline, and I want to see if it's the only person. By the way, Straight Talk, cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's 50% less than the other guys, Straight Talk Wireless. So Hot Wings was talking about the car companies and the startups, and you said, and then the dominoes start to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And this texter says, and I wonder if it happened to anyone else. My brain went, why is a pizza company making a startup car?
Same thing.
All right, New Hampshire texter, you are not alone.
No.
At least three of us on the show, and I'm sure lots of other listeners all thought, hey, pizza cars.
That's funny.
Well, they have those pizza cars in their commercials. So
Domino's does
that,
have
like...
their own custom cars.
They do.
But, that is not what I meant at all.
We are a bunch of fat kids doing radio show.
Yeah.
All right, back to this.
This next clip. So, and I feel like everyone has kind of run into this same scenario in their life. Like, this person is being, I don't know, presented as the next big thing or brilliant. Mm-hmm. And then you see right through them. Like, what's so special about this? Or, you know, why is everyone blind?
We saw a small localized version of that here.
Uh-huh.
There was an employee not long ago where everybody kept telling us this person, and I don't want to be mean to that person.
Well, we won't name names.
Everybody kept telling us this person was so brilliant, and then we'd meet with them and go, I don't think they know what they're doing.
Yeah. It's just like
gibberish buzzwords.
The right attitude.
Yeah.
This next clip, more of this lady, and it also addresses her voice or the change.
The Elizabeth Holmes voice.
Yes.
I don't have anything.
Where she's got that husky thing happening.
Across the world, Dr. Phyllis Gardner was equally disturbed. As a professor at Stanford University, she knew Elizabeth Holmes as a student there.
Up until that point, the way that they had to draw blood is...
Before she famously dropped out and acquired the Steve Jobs attire.
So dehumanizing that it's an incredibly emotional process, so...
And before her voice changed.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. I started this company because...
And what about the deep voice? Did she have the deep voice when you were dealing with
her? No. I was shocked when I heard her voice because I'd met her before. I certainly, that is a voice you don't forget in a woman.
I know.
Hello.
Yes. And she's rolling her eyes and doing this impersonation of her.
The interviewer is laughing along with this lady.
Mm-hmm. You know, this woman's got to feel good, though, because from the get-go, she was like, y'all are falling for somebody that is, she's goofing all of
them. Totally.
Y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and no one's listening
like,
to me.
I told you.
Yeah. And like, here I was telling you how stupid you were all along. And you're like, no, I'll trust this student who dropped
out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were just blind.
It's because she's not an old man who was wooed by her young, attractive person.
Well, so do you think the voice, I don't know if it's addressed in the documentary, do you think the voice was done as a almost a marketing thing by her? Like, this will make me stand out.
Maybe.
It was
because she didn't. I could see if somebody does that and then you realize that their real voice is really bad, like really high pitched or something strange. But her voice was totally normal. Like, she had a perfectly pleasant voice in those earlier clips. And you go, oh, she sounds fine. But then she just does this.
To seem more dominant or alpha.
Maybe.
I bet.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's her Steve Jobs voice.
It was pointed out to me a long, long time ago by my mom that every time I answered the phone before my voice changed, I sounded like that. That's what
I bet I did the same thing.
I'm sure.
If you want to watch the documentary on HBO, it's called The Inventor. It's on HBO Max now.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.